My name's Mary Pountain and I work for SOS Children's Villages.
My name's Bea Haufer. I'm a GP registrar working at the Grange Medical Group, but have previously worked with Médecins Sans Frontières.
And you've just returned from Haiti.
Yes, I was there for the month of February. Actually spent some time in Haiti and some time in the Dominican Republic, but was working as a doctor for MSF in Haiti. The place that I was working was a hospital in an area, a slum area called the Cité du Soleil. By the time I arrived about 1 month post-earthquake, it was still a tented hospital at that stage. We had about 80 beds, and of those 80 beds, the vast majority of patients were amputees who were needing to have wound revisions and amputation revisions, so frequent trips to the operating theatre to have their wounds and their amputations looked after. Although there was a structure that wasn't damaged, the patients still felt very, very afraid of going in the hospital, and therefore we didn't use the hospital building apart from the operating theatre room, and everybody still stayed in tents outside.
It's very interesting to me, the idea of actually going and doing something firsthand. Is that something that you've always felt compelled to do?
Ever since I was a medical student, I've spent all my summer holidays doing electives or working abroad, and I've worked with Médecins Sans Frontières three times in now, and have chosen a career specifically to be allowed to get back to work with MSF again. So yes, it's something I feel very strongly that if one has an opportunity to make a difference, that you do.
It must be quite a contrast with your work back here in Edinburgh.
Yeah, I was off the plane one day and back in the practice in the sort of well-to-do part of Edinburgh the next day. It was quite a change, but not one that I'm disused to. So I've done it before, and I mean, it's interesting. I've had a few positive comments from the practice from sort of patients. It's nice people seem to have sort of taken me to heart a little and recognised that I've gone off and done something a bit unusual, a bit challenging. But yeah, it's a really positive experience all round, I think.
Do you find yourself, though, sitting there afterwards and maybe dealing with, you know, relatively mundane cases, people who are not feeling so well? But
I mean, it certainly makes you have a very different look at your own life and recognise that your own problems are really pale into insignificance when you recognise the scale of disaster that other people have had to cope with.
Mary, tell me a bit about your work in Haiti, what your presence is there, what you've been doing there.
We have villages throughout the world. We have 500 villages, two of which are in Haiti. Fortunately, the one in Santo at Port-au-Prince was not damaged during the earthquake and has therefore been able to be used as a centre for children to come when they're found orphaned or abandoned. And we've been able to provide emergency care right from the very beginning. But the life has changed for them very much because they were a village with homes with about 9 children per family. Now each family has between 20 and 30 children living as a family. We have temporary shelters in the ground, so the football field has disappeared. That became an emergency medical centre at the beginning. So life for everybody in the village has changed enormously.
Now, Haiti's obviously a very long way away. People are probably wondering what this has to do with Edinburgh. But there is this event coming up, isn't there, Mary?
Yes, we've been very fortunate in being able to put on a concert in the Usher Hall in Edinburgh on the 15th of May. It's a celebration for Edinburgh, but we hope that people will come and support it because all the money raised will go to our Haiti Orphan Appeal. At the concert in the Usher Hall, we've got a opportunity to hear the Sherlock violin, which was made by Steve Burnett, a local violin maker. It was made out of the wood from a tree that grew in the childhood home of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And, of course, it's his 150th anniversary this year. So it's Edinburgh's last chance to celebrate that event. It's the last week of his anniversary.